Blog Talk Radio.
Gather round. Witness the memoirs of 5'9 being read as he sees it fit. Police sirens behind him while he's driving instantly causes butterflies in his stomach, even though he's legit.
Now, brothers and sisters, they have not stopped. It's about to hit the fan. What is it?
Hello, and welcome to A to Zaya's Positive Male Response Show. This is the president of Justice from A to Zaya's, Delzora Barnett, and I am opening the show today for our host, Mr. Reggie Green. So I am glad to be able to be a part of this show today, and I hope that we have listeners and those who can call in and be a part of the show today. The topic of this show is the cycle. And so we're looking forward to you calling in and sharing with us on the different cycles that take place in the life of our young males. Please call in if you have any questions or comments to 516-595-8311. And once again, our topic today is the cycle that continues in the male life, the cycle. And so I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. Our host will be joining us very soon, our guest for this topic. There are many cycles that take place in the life of young males, in the life of males, period. I mean, the cycle of, as society call it, deadbeat fathers, in which, you know, I hate that name, deadbeat fathers, but it's something that has stuck to the dialogue of when a man does not take care his children, and so, and then he's disappeared, and this has become a target on his back, so to speak, and he's been known now as a deadbeat father. However, some of the cycles are, as I stated, you know, fathers that are not in place, males having such a hard time with jobs, males who are just not living up to their God-given ability as a male. And so those are some of the topics that your host, Mr. Green, is going to be talking about. And he has joined us, and I want to thank you again for allowing me to open up for him. So your host today is Mr. Reggie Green, and his topic is the cycle. Good morning, Mr. Green. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. I am well. I opened up the show for you. I know we were having technical difficulties and informed our listeners, but you are live. And you can now take over your show.
All right. Welcome, callers. I'm Reggie Green. I'm coming from Justice May's latest Positive Male Response. I'm coming to talk today about the cycle of men, things that we have problems in our community with men, things like how do young men have kids too early and can't take care of the kids, or have the kids too early and can't take care of them because they can't get a job because they're so young and haven't, you know, attained any skills or went to school or anything and they want to drop out or, you know, sell drugs, what have you. I feel like we should have more guidance in the home when it comes to things like that. For example, like my pops with me, for example, I didn't have him at first, and then when I got with him, I feel like if I didn't get with him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Do I have any callers on the line that can speak on that, like how young boys have, Hello?
Not right this minute, Mr. Green, but I will chime them in as they begin the call. But I would like to say, based on your comment, that is true. There are a lot of fathers who are out of place. But then there, like you stated, there was a time where you and your father did reconnect. And I guess I actually have a question about that. So for you and whatever, I guess at the beginning he wasn't there or however, right? Afterwards, how was it difficult reconnecting or, you know, explain how that process was for you? I can explain from a female perspective, but from a male perspective, how was that?
Well, I recall not having a father figure for a minute, and I really get down because I see I got a stepfather, but I know he ain't doing right, so I really know what's going on. So finally, when I get with my father, and I don't got that guidance yet, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm young. But when I get with him, I didn't play sports or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to do nothing with life. You know what I'm saying? Because I was living with my mom, and I had seven sisters, only boy. You know, so, you know, I'm going to have to be like the big man of the house soon, and I see it coming. So I move. My father comes, gets to me. He changed my mindset in a lot of ways, made me play sports. He showed me not like to be in the streets, things like that. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it starts in the home, you know, with the men. Because women really can't, you know, they can, but they can't teach a boy how to be a man.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Well, here's another question for you. Okay. So, and I totally agree with a female can't teach a male how to be a man. She could teach her the characteristics that she may have gotten through her connect with her father or her brothers or a male in her life. She could teach the things that a man should be, and especially I'm a Christian, and so biblically she can teach what the Bible say a man should be, but that one-on-one hands-on, that gift
but
that God has given directly from a father is for him to instill that, because he can do it from a personal perspective and he can give, you know, guide the young man. But when you talk about the connection with your father, you were kind of raw. Did you all discuss why he was not a part in the beginning? Was there ever discussion about that, or did you just move?
Yeah, we recently, like last couple of years, he really broke it down to me. He he was young, he was in the military, and he left, but he didn't really know what to do with his life, like forget his career or go be with his kids. He told me he had to make that decision, but he made it, 10 years later? You know, I was a little bit older. But he came and got me, you know, he showed me like how to really be a man, my demeanor, my choices, you know, like with the kids thing. Like I take care of a kid that's not mine. And I would have never did that if I had my pops. I just been out here by myself, you know. So I thank him for all that. But
I would like to say to the listeners, you know, that's definitely a story that you guys need to hear. And I know I had a female friend who didn't get to connect with her father until many years later. And one of the things I would like to say about that to the men that are listening, this young man, our host, Mr. Green, his father came in maybe 10 years later. But listen, that's still not cool, guys, even though anything is fixable. Don't get me wrong. Because God forgives us when we mess up, and he don't care how long it takes us. But the key is, don't use that and say, well, I'm going to go get my life together first. Because suppose something could have happened to this child, and then you didn't have that opportunity. And right now, there's a situation, I'm not going to talk about it right now, but I know of a situation where a man didn't take part in his son's life. Every now and again when his son was in the town where he was from, if he was there, he'll hook up with him. But guess what? He didn't become an active father in his life, and now his son is dead. Don't wait too late. Mr. Green, you actually have a caller on. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on for you.
Okay.
There you go.
Mr.
Good morning, caller.
How you doing, caller? Could you introduce yourself?
This is Brad, man. Brad.
Your occupation?
Occupation?
Yes,
I am a photographer and a creative junkie. I like doing all things creative visually, man.
Most definitely. You're original. Well,
of a kind. We all are.
Say again?
I said one of a kind. We all are.
Most definitely. You're talking about the cycle of men. Could you give me a take on fathers being in the homes?
Yeah.
Young boys at an early age.
It's important on both sides. I mean, our focus is the men, so I'll stick to that just to make sure that I stay on topic. But as men, there's things that during our childhood is important to have that kind of relationship. If it's not there, it's something that we as men have to deal with later on in our adult lives. Dealing with things in adult lives become a little difficult because it's a lot to consume. You know, when it comes to feelings, emotions, and how to handle things rationally, it's a lot to process at that point when you're already an adult. But when you're a child, it's easy to kind of set the tone, so when you get to those moments, you already know. You already know about those situations. For me, my case is I missed a lot of the word I'm looking for. I missed a lot of those advice moments, you know, where you can turn to dad.
Structure.
Yeah.
There you go. In certain situations, I've been able to figure out on my own, but I've come to realizing that there's certain situations where you need a man's input on. There's certain situations where you want, or I feel like you kind of deserve hearing it from your dad, you know, as opposed to anybody.
Right.
Yeah.
You can only substitute so far. You can only get so far with substitutions.
Right. Let me comment on that. That's exactly correct, Brad. And this is Brad Taylor. Good morning, Brad. This is Miss Barnett. Excuse me. I keep forgetting I took my maiden name back, y'all. But that is correct. There is a structure, like Mr. Green stated in the beginning. You know, a woman can't teach a man, a male, how to become a man. She can only give him some tools that can suffice. But however, when that time for structure comes in, that's where you really need a male, and you really need that father figure. And, you know, being a Christian, God tells us, you know, he'll be all things to us. Some young men are blessed to have not had a father but had a father figure in their life. And even for my sons, they had a father, but when the divorce came, then he didn't want to be active or whatever. But I made sure as a woman that I put great men in place, whether it was the coaches, I developed a relationship with the coaches, because I needed to know what kind of man the coach was before I left my son in his hands. With members at my church, the pastor, or people on different programs, team pastors, even in the community, I made sure that as a mother, and women, I hope you're listening, because you don't need to have no hemtech dudes trying to parent your son, father your son, when he needs a father. So it's important that, because it's going to come a time where that son needs support, you know, Mr. Green? I mean, and that's the support you begin to have, right, from your father.
Yeah, most definitely. And when that came, a lot of things changed. Like, when I got around my pops, I wanted to, like, emulate him, be like him. So it's just like, you can't just have somebody around you like your son and you're doing bad things because he wasn't going to be like you. But you think you're doing right, but you're not, you know what I'm saying? Because now you're
right.
Raising another problem.
Exactly.
So, I agree.
Yeah, that takes on the father being in the house. But feel like a lot going on in the community these days, like with the police and the shooting. And feel like men should really step up, and we can do something about that too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You got
to agree. Excuse me, guys.
Mr.
Green, you also have another caller. Let me bring that caller on for you.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Green, he's live.
How you doing, caller? Hello?
Hello, hey, how y'all doing?
How you doing? Could you introduce yourself and your occupation?
My name is Jerry Green.
Could you speak up? I couldn't hear you.
So my name is Jerry Green. I'm a board chairman of a nonprofit organization. I'm just chiming in, trying to, you know, listen to the call.
Okay, we're just talking about the cycle of men. Right now we're on the topic of the community, things I think we should do with the community, like the men, you know, stand up and do things, like with the police brutality. I like what Justice from A to Z is doing most definitely with the mail response program. Could you speak on that for me?
Yeah, I can speak on that. Basically, taking part in it right now, we just try to give knowledge and give back, you know, help. It's actually something that started because of my brother, but my mom really been pushing it forward as far as just having a positive response with the young males, teaching them, you know, an alternative way to do all things in life, you know, make money, respond to people being aggressive towards you or just different situations in life. So, yeah, that's what we're really focusing on right now.
Exactly. So we can have, like, more. It don't have to be just father figures in the house. It could be, like, you know, big brothers or what have you, like the male response, same thing. You know, he's helping the kids. I'll get my other topic. One second.
Yeah, and this is Ms. Barnett again. As Mr. Green just stated, Mr. Gary Green, and good morning, Mr. Green. This is definitely a platform that we have to use, and that's what's happening. There are many who have platforms, but they're not using them, and we really have to learn to use the platform so that we can impact young people. And I'm going to bring on another caller while Mr. Green is going to the next, preparing for the next topic. Good morning, caller. Thank you for joining A to Z Positive Mail Response. Can you give us your name and your occupation, please?
Sharonda Arnold, and I am the CFO of A to Z, and I'm also a legal specialist at a mental health agency in North Carolina.
Oh, great. Good morning, Sharonda. Thank you. You're another female.
Okay, we would like to catch you up. We're all talking about the topic of the cycle of men, like the men not being in the home to guide the kids, or the young men, you know, so they can have guidance and make better choices in life when it comes to, you know, staying out the way, don't get locked up, getting a job. You got, you know, teaching kids the skills. What's your take on that, on young men coming up in the home without a father or guidance? I won't say counselor.
Yeah, well, I definitely think that, you know, that's something that's so prevalent in our Black community with our young Black men. And so I don't know if we can fully address the issue, but I definitely think that it's important for our Black men to have some type of positive male role model if they're not going to be able to have a male, a father in the home. I definitely think that it makes a difference. Not saying that a woman raising a young man can't produce an amazing young man, but there's always going to be that missing component of what he needs from a positive male figure, you know, if he doesn't have that. Although that you can't raise a great man.
Exactly. Well, right. It trickles down to, you know, a man's going to want to, like, he's going to watch. Little boy watch TV, going to be like Allen Iverson and watch everything he do. You know what I'm saying? If you got a man in the house, you know what I'm saying, he can direct them, help them out, so you're going to make the mistakes early on. You know what I mean?
Right. Mr. Green, that was a great point you just made, Mr. Green, about kids watching television and wanting to be. And we had a show, and I want to say it was a show that Ms. Arnold actually hosted, where my comment was, you know, I don't want my kids trying to be like Michael Jordan or Allen Iverson because, you know what, they can't touch them. They're not physically there, and they don't get to see all the other stuff. And Allen doesn't have the opportunity to explain to my son why he messed up and all of this different thing. So it's important to have people in the community that they can see, they can feel, they can talk to, and, you know, to be a role model. So that's a very good thing. We want to, listeners, pull away from making your child role model somebody that they can't touch.
Cycle.
Yes.
Well, that'll move to, like, my next topic. With the kids can't, like, not having jobs and not, like, you know, not knowing how to network. Like, when I first started, when I got, like, out of school and everything, I didn't know how to, like, go pay my car taxes, things like that. Nobody taught me that, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like we need to, like, really reach down on stuff like that because, like, I ain't going to say white kids know, but, yeah, I feel like they know for real because I know a few kids. I didn't know how to do none of that.
Right.
We need to teach put things like that and how to, you know what I'm saying, be taxes, stuff like that. Nobody knows how to do that. You have to be taught that. Just like with pit bulls, people always preach to me they're vicious. No, they're not vicious. It's how you teach them, just like how you teach your kids to be racist. You understand me? That's what I'm saying.
Hello? Conditioned learning.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Green, actually, let's give each person about 1 minute to give your input on this topic that he just mentioned regarding you know, jobs and learning the responsibilities that are part of life. So starting with your first caller, Mr. Taylor, why don't you give Mr. Green a minute explaining how you learned those things or how that affected you?
A lot of life experiences, a lot of observation. Both of those together, me having the life experiences and being able to observe things, I guess I had to learn the hard way. You know, life is always going to be the best educational teacher if you don't have somebody to teach you. So I learned a lot with those two areas, observing other cases, positive men, and figuring out, you know, like with my situations, trying to link and tie some of the problems that I have to my childhood. I've actually had to deconstruct and break things down to explain to myself what's going on to be able to get that balance that I feel like I've missed for a little bit. Not for a long time, but for a little bit.
Okay, Mr. Green, Mr. Gary Green, can you speak on that for Mr. Green?
Yes, can you repeat the two topics again?
Basically, Mr. Green, tell him that topic.
Hello, Mark, could you speak on it? I have a lot of noise out here.
Okay, so basically he was saying, you know, having that person to teach you, like, paying your bills and structure in your life. How did that work for you?
You know, of course, I was different. You know, I always had my mom, my sister, my older brother. So, and I'm one to ask questions, but I'm definitely a delegator. Like, I would have my mom do certain stuff, or my sister or my brother, usually it would be my mom and my brother, ask them how to do certain stuff, and, you know, they'll teach me. But I feel like a lot of extra stuff as far as in detail with, like, financials and stuff like that, I feel like that's something that should have been taught to people in school. But I think it's strategically not taught on purpose. Like, in high school and stuff, it's a lot of fluff that you sit in there for 6-7 hours and you're really only learning 3 hours of information. So my thing is, like, why not teach a kid 3-4 hours and then, like, okay, make him clean up the school to get paid, or make him go get a job to teach him the real life experience, because being inside a classroom is only going to last for a certain amount of years, and then you out here with everybody else, you know what I'm saying, who Joe Blow, he might know, well, if I invest this, I can make this, and I'm going to keep my credit good for this, and I can, when I turn this age, I can get this loan, you know what I'm saying? He'll be knowing all this stuff when we're still trying to learn stuff, you know what I mean, through trial and error. Or stuff like that. So I feel like it should be taught in school.
Okay, and Ms. Arnold, can you give us a 1 minute comment on that? We're kind of bringing it to a close. Okay, I think we lost Ms. Arnold. Well, I'll just comment on that real quick, Mr. Green, from the perspective of, you know, learning things, how to manage things as a man. You're correct. It takes a man who has been successful in his household to teach his son how to be a head of a household. And on the take, like as for Mr. Taylor mentioned that, you know, just trial and error. I want to leave this comment, and I think we have Ms. Arnold back, and I'll let her speak for 1 minute. Even if you didn't have a father figure in your life to teach you those things, how to be a head of a household, look, trial and error and learning from other people can be okay, but here's the thing. You need to find a man that has been successful in being a head of a household, being a king, being a leader, so that he can teach you how that process really works. And so, Ms. Arnold, if you can share your comment on how males need to be guided and structured so they can learn how to manage their household. You got 1 minute, Ms. Arnold.
I think males need to be guided, ways that they can be guided by being able to establish that is being able to see someone, or having an example on how they can be that person. I know that from experience, I mean, just with males that I've grown up closely to, even if it wasn't a person that was necessarily directly in front of them, whether it was a coach, whether it was somebody that they just knew that they admired, that they did have more than a surface relationship with, they were able to really, really learn from them. You know, I have a friend, Mr. Baker, he had up there, but his father passed away, and he had other male figures in his life, and he said he contributes to being the man that he is by watching them and having those conversations with them. And when he's messing
great
up, they chastise him. Yeah, they chastise
right.
him, but they don't do it in a way that's demeaning and made him feel hopeless. They did it from a place of saying, look, you know that you're wrong for this. This is what you can learn,
right.
and this is how you can move forward. So let's get it.
Great comment, Ms. Arnold. Thank you for that. And, Mr. Green, we had someone to text in and say, you know, it is important to have a great male role model because that's what changes a young man's life. They couldn't call in, but they sent in a text. And they said because it's important that the young man's life be changed, not just certain things, but to have a great, not just a part-time, but a full-time great role model. Male role model. They put male role model to change a young man's life. Yes, and so, Mr. Green, you got 1 minute to go ahead and bring this thing to a close.
Oh, well, callers, well, I had 4 callers and I had a text come in. I appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in. I had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but the next time I do a show, I will have it together. I want to thank you all. Catch the next show, Martha. I don't know the next show exactly. Could you tell them the next show?
Yes. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you, Mr. Green, for this show. Even though we had technical difficulties, I really appreciate you pressing your way about the cycle. This is a great topic, the cycle that continues in the male life. We have to make a change, and that change begins with the mindset of men and women. Women understanding that you cannot teach a male to be a man, that you need a great role model, male figure in their life, to help them to become that. As Mr. Green shared his story with connecting to his father at 10 and being able to now become a man who sees and knows how to lead in life and follow the steps of his father, not a television role model, but his flesh and blood. So let's work together on that. This was a great topic, Mr. Green. I thank you so much. Our next show is next Saturday at 5 p.m., please tune in. You can always call in at 516-595-8311. You guys have a wonderful day. This has been A to Z. Great day.